Now to a letter from the Evening News, followed by online comments. An affordable bus network is the future, writes Eleanor Lamming of Thorpe St Andrew. The government has announced a £2 cap on all local and regional bus journeys in England to start in October 2022 for a six-month period. This is a very welcome move which will help cut the cost of travel on public transport to help tackle the cost of living crisis and hopefully encourage bus use. However, Norfolk also needs an expansion in bus provision across the county to provide a joined-up network and a move towards a substantial fleet of electric buses to reduce carbon emissions. Zero-emission buses help to reduce congestion and air pollution in urban areas and can be a lifeline to those living in rural areas without access to a car. Everyone should have access to a clean, high-quality, high-frequency, comprehensive, affordable bus network. This means investing far more in public transport, stopping expenditure on new roads, and making the cap on fares permanent rather than temporary.
The online comments focus on the fears that the city will lose 1 in 10 pubs by 2030. Resident Smith says, "Hey pubs, why not dump the Sky Sports and the nasty fruit machines? Real pub goers and families don't need them."
Hugh O'Connor comments, "Perhaps we should return to the days when you could buy alcohol only from proper off licences, not every grocer, corner shop and newsagents. Restricting supermarket sales would be extremely difficult without government intervention."
Jim Jones says, "I'd be surprised if it wasn't more. Pubs are far too expensive and very few are worth visiting anyway."
John Williamson says, "What do you expect when a pub charges you almost a fiver for a pint? You can buy 5 cans of Bud for that price."
But Nigel Rogers loves going to the pub. "I love the atmosphere," he says.
And Paul Crisps says, "Beer and football. Two traditional working class pleasures being priced out."